In today's episode, we discuss in networking with Tracy Smolinski, founder of IntroBiz. We're talking about communication, we're talking about connection, we're talking about networking and how to get more clients by following up. And the sponsor of today's podcast is Visibility Gym. Visibility Gym is a program for coaches, experts, course creators, and founders. Present on camera fearlessly, connect with your tribe using emotionally intelligent storytelling. Hear more yeses on your discovery calls.
Hi, Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Eve. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Please introduce yourself a little bit more because you can share more value about what you do and how you help people.
Yeah, sure. So I've been doing IntroBiz for about 13 years now. Absolutely love people. So I'm doing my best work. I absolutely love it. And I think when you work in something that you love, you never work a day in your life because this is part of my lifestyle. So I just love helping people and helping people to connect and teaching people how to network. And there is an art to it because I'll let you into a little secret. When I first started networking, I was pretty useless at it. And now I teach it all over the world, which is fantastic. So I love what I do.
Yeah, teaching through the experience, it's really, really powerful thing because it's not what you learn from somewhere. It's really what you get through experience. It's fantastic. So let's start with the first question. And I think it's truly related to networking because we're talking about visibility. And I would like to know how the visibility is important for networking, because I think networking is sort of a work behind the scenes. But let's say visibility is a front end, the content and public speaking. Congratulations on your TEDx speaking, by the way.
So thank you.
It's like really about visibility and networking as a supporting element, or let me know how you see it.
Well, yeah, you have got to be visible out in the business community. And that's obviously how you start to build trust with people, is that the more that they see you, the more that they get to know you, like you and trust you. And when I first started networking, I was primarily a salesperson and I was actually just trying to sell to people. And it's not about that. It's about being visible, but also getting to know people, getting them to like you, getting to trust you. And eventually the business will follow. But you have to be visible, because if people don't see you and they don't know you, they're not going to buy off you. Simple. Sure.
So what are your recommendations about visibility? What tips you use for your own visibility or for IntroBiz visibility?
Well, you have to show up all the time. You have to, but it's about adding value to other people's lives. It's not about just being visible for the sake of being visible. It's about, what can you teach people? How can you help them? How can you serve other people? So what I've started to do is, there's a lot of people now who are doing reels, who are doing videos. They get more visible by doing that. And I recently did a reel, just me riding my bike for the first time, because I bought a bike 2 weekends ago. And I've looked this morning and it's actually done 23,000 views just on my bike, which is crazy, absolutely crazy. And I so wish I had an IntroBiz hat on or something, because I hadn't branded it with IntroBiz. But you've just got to be visible. But it's also showing your personality. So to give you an example, people just don't want to read boring stuff about your business. They want to get to know you as a person. They want to get to know, what is Tracy all about? What am I all about? Well, I'm all about having fun, creating memories with my friends and family, laughter, you know, just enjoying the moment, just being, because, you know, we work so hard in our lives. And I'm a massive believer of working hard, but I like to say work hard, but play harder. So I think it's so important, because we're only here once, you know, so you've got to make it happy for yourself, you know, because we all have a lot of struggles, but this is where networking comes in. If you have a problem, if you have a struggle in your life, if you've got something that you're not quite sure on, you need to bounce an idea off. By having a good network around you, that is what is so powerful, because they can help you in your business, but also in your personal life as well, which I think is so important, because I think we all need help and support sometimes. So having a great network around you is a massive benefit.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I personally very, very happy that I joined Intrapeace in December. And like, you know, it was really, really one of the best decisions in my life, I think, because community is incredibly supportive and I found many fantastic friends. And I hope to introduce all the Brand Your Dream community to my friends through this show, for sure. Oh, it's really, really important to get good friends, but also introduces good friends to other good friends. That's how networking works, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, well, that's it. It's recommendations, isn't it? And
exactly.
And that's where trust comes in with the recommendations, because if you recommend somebody to somebody else, it's because you trust them.
Yes.
And the reason that you trust them is this: you've built up the relationship with them. You've got to know them. You've got to like them. And you've got to trust them. Because otherwise the trust goes in your relationships. If you recommend somebody that's not very good, that's not going to stand in good stead for your relationships going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're going to have a next part about the authenticity, because what you said is a lot about being yourself. You mentioned that people are not really bothered about the cold business advice and things like this, which I believe it's not necessary that we need to educate people in our free content. It's more about connection building when we build brands and we really invite people in a part of our life and slightly involve them in business as well. Yeah. But what I want to ask from you is all about authentic message. So how do you think we need to build the authentic message to get people into networking? So how we can trigger this, you know, connection between our content and getting on call with someone? So how we have to be authentic enough and professional enough to get the call, which is not just about, okay, having fun together, having coffee together, but also about business?
Well, first of all, you've got to talk about and think to yourself, what is your purpose? You know, what is it that you can add value to other people's lives? How can you help solve a problem or serve a need? Because that's what business is. You know, my business and Intrabiz is never, ever about me. It's what Intrabiz and myself can do for my clients. So you always have to have that in your mind first is, you know, what benefit are they going to have from working with you? What problems are you going to solve? So you need to do a strategy. You need a plan, because obviously if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's as simple as that. So you've got to put a strategy in place. And one of the things that we did as a business about 6 or 7 years ago, we were having a new website. This was pre the last one that we did, actually. And we wanted to know what we stood for as a company. So I did a really, really good exercise with the team. I had a team of 8 people. We sat down the one day, we had a strategy meeting, and I got a load of post-it notes. And I said, okay, team, what do you think Intrabiz stands for in one word? Okay. And we put them all up on the wall, and we had about 100 words up on the wall. And it was a really good exercise. It engaged the team. It made them feel that they were part of it, because at the end of the day, the team is the team and you're all part of going for the same goal. And at the end, we had to summarize it down to about 20 words. And it was incredible, the words that really stood out. So we had to take all the other post-it notes away of the ones that weren't so relevant, and we left the top one. And then what we started to do is we started to write content around those words. So it was trust, relationships, connection, you know, purpose, fun, you know, passion, authenticity. So it was, you know, relationship building, you know, so it was all about building a community. So, you know, and what came from that is we started to write the content. And, you know, when people say like for like or attract, you know, mm-hmm. you attract who you are. That's exactly what started to happen, is that the people who resonated with the words that when we were marketing our business were attracted to us. And, you know, that is, you know, not everybody is for everybody. I can't stress that enough. So don't think when you're in business that, you know, you're going to attract everybody, because you won't, because we're all individuals. We're all completely different, which is great, right? Mm-hmm. But the people who do resonate with your wording and your marketing will be attracted to you. You know, I could be talking about something online. I could do a video of something. Some people may like it. Mm-hmm. Other people might be repelled by it and they may not like it. So that's not for them. That's fine. So never, ever worry that you're not going to attract everybody, because you won't. You know, never have a big ego, because, again, you've got to take that ego off your shoulder and you've just got to talk about what it is that you stand for. What problems do you solve? How do you serve others? How are you going to help people in their business? Because that's it. The more people that you help, the more problems that you solve for each other, or for, you know, for your clients, you're going to attract more clients because word will get around. And this is where it comes in with trust and building relationships with people. Because when you build a relationship with your client and your client has a really, really good message about you, they will talk about you when you're not in the room. So I ask you this question. I implore you, what can you do today, right now, to make others talk nicely about you when you're not in the room? Because that is the goal, is for people to be talking positively about you. I call it the tomato principle. And it's my, I love acronyms, as you know, Eve. My book, Master Networking, I've got an acronym for networking. But I've got an acronym for tomato, and it stands for top of mind attracts top opportunities. So when you're not in the room and people start talking about networking, for instance, I would love it if they start talking about Intrabiz, mm-hmm. because we have helped them, or we are helping them, or that they know somebody that's helped them. So if somebody's looking for a networking company to go and join, I'd love it if people will say, well, you need to look at Intrabiz, which does happen a lot, which is great. So
yeah. I love it. Absolutely love it. And, you know, I love the idea of the connection within the Intrabiz, because I think that you are absolutely a genuine person and you're connecting people like with all your heart. And it's not like I'm saying it because I read something from you. I think we had a very strong connection from our first call, and it was no brainer for me to join because you were very, very open. And like, you know, it's really trust which was built like super quickly. Probably one of the fastest case of building trust in my life.
Amazing. Oh, I did something right then.
And I know why that happened, because eventually when I knew you better, you know, now I think we know each other like almost half of a year. I think that you are who you are. You really walk your talk. You're a very honest person. You don't pretend to be nice at all. Yeah. So you are very, very real in all this kindness, in that heart on a sleeve and all the things. It's real, I must say. Oh,
thank you, Eve. Yeah, I think people will see, they will see through if you're fake.
Yes.
You know, and I genuinely love people. And I just love, the more people that I help, that just melts my heart. And the fact that you said it was a no-brainer to join Intrabiz, again, that melts my heart, because all I want, you know, my mission in my life is to teach people how to network effectively for their exponential growth in their personal life, but also in their business life. Because networking is, as I said earlier on the call, networking takes you through your personal life as much as business. It starts off, like a lot of my clients, they start off as clients, but they become my friends. Does that make sense? Because, you know, I do connect people, you know, with a deeper level. And I do, because I genuinely care about people, nice people, of course, because obviously not nice people are not good. So, but nice people, I just love helping them. And the more people I can help, but I just want to teach as many people as possible how to network effectively. Because if I can do that, or when I do that, the world will become a better place. The economy will be so much more fruitful. Businesses will be a lot more fruitful, because by talking to people, by connecting with people and engaging with them and helping other people grow, you are going to grow and your company is going to grow anyway. And that's how I see it. So for me, it's a no-brainer to teach people, because, and I love telling people how I got it wrong, you know.
On this note, let us give people three best advice how they can start with networking. To me personally, I still consider myself not the best networking person in the world. I'm learning a lot from you and from your community, but I can say that you make it easy, because it's like really practical learning. It's really, you see yourself. I mean, I can see how you act, and you encourage us to follow up. And I want you to highlight the follow up part, because it was biggest pain for me, still is. You know, so give us the three best advice about the networking.
Well, I always say just start talking to somebody, you know, and just find out lots of questions about them, you know, because remember what I said, it's never about me. So when I see people, I go to a networking event sometimes, and some people will come up and say, oh, you need to speak to Tracy, she runs a networking company, come and speak to her, come on Trace, tell them what you do. And I go, oh, less about me, I only run a networking company, tell me about you. Because you have to find out about them to see how you can help them. And I know I can help every single person, by the way. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've just got to ask questions about them. It's never about you. It's always about other people. Build the trust. And, you know, because when you start building trust and you show up for people, and if you say you're going to turn up or you're going to introduce them to somebody or they need some information off you for whatever reason, make sure you do it, because that is how you build trust. Imagine if we came on the call today and I said, oh, I'll give you a ring back later, Eve, and I don't ring you back. And I say that every day and I never ring you back. The trust is going to go. And the trust goes like that very, very quickly. It takes time to build trust. Yeah. It won't happen overnight. It will take time. But the more that you're out there, the more visible that you are, which we've discussed, and the more that you show up for people. And if you say you're going to do something, do it. So the fortune is in the follow-up. I've got a wonderful little book. It's a little tool to help people so that they follow up with everybody and they write down every single person who they talk to so that they never miss an opportunity, because opportunities are out there for every single person who they meet. Absolutely everybody can connect. But it's a lot of people don't identify the opportunities, they don't see them, and they don't take action. But if you can identify them, you can see them and you can explore the opportunities with people. Opportunities are endless, believe you and me. And, you know, to help every single person out there. And there's so many opportunities, it's insane. So just get out there and start talking to people, but make sure you do follow up, because if you don't, you will miss lots and lots of opportunities. But also the other tip I can give you is listen. That's another absolute skill that you should have when you go networking, because a lot of people like to talk about themselves. But if you ask lots of questions and you find out about them and you listen to them, again, you can miss opportunities by not listening. But if you listen to people and you really hone in on them, because people say to me, how do you remember my name? Or how do you know, how do you remember I said that? And I said, well, it's because I really concentrate with the conversation that I'm having with you. You know, you have to show that you're listening, because imagine if we're talking and you tell me something that's instrumental, that could be that something that I needed in my business, and I'm not talking to you because I'm looking across the room at somebody else to try and get the next bit of fresh meat, as I call it, mm-hmm. because there are people out there that do that, unfortunately. But if you hone in on someone, because people want your time and attention. And if you can give them time and attention, they will respect you, they will trust you, and they will potentially buy off you in the future just by listening to them and giving them time and attention. And I cannot stress that enough. That's the biggest tips that I can give you right now today.
I'll ask you one more question, which is like really tricky, because this is a problem which I faced on networking events offline. So online is a little bit different, but offline, when you get to many people who just you don't know each other and you need to pay attention to all of them or some of them, you really don't know how to connect or something. And then you get to a person who grab all of your attention and they just can't stop talking to you. And how would you recommend politely to move forward?
There's a couple of things you could do, okay? Number one, you could say, oh, excuse me a moment, I have to go to the bathroom. So that could be one. Or it could be that you need to go and get a drink. Would you like a drink? So you're being polite to them. So you can go and get them a drink and you. And then all of a sudden they're stopped in their tracks. Or another thing you could do is as somebody is walking by, you could say, oh, you know, and it's somebody that you know. Oh, my gosh, I've just seen somebody that I'd love to introduce you to. Can I just stop you there? I need to introduce you to this person. Mm-hmm. So you could do an introduction as well, because, you know, that's a really good thing to do as well.
It's lovely, because I myself love to speak a lot. So I probably will be that one person and I could see this indication.
Yeah. Or the other thing you could say is, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm really, really sorry. There's somebody across the other side of the room that I need to go and see. But, you know, have you got a business card and maybe we can, you know, follow up with each other to see how we can help each other afterwards?
Another question which I just got, because that's about visiting cards. You know, for many people, they say that cards are outdated and all the things, we are all in digital environment. But as a brand expert, I obviously believe in the paperwork and the cards, because I think, you know, the tactile experience with the card, especially if it is well printed, if it is memorable, when somebody gets through the cards, they can memorize you if the card done right. So tell me more, how was your experience with cards? Is it important or not?
It very much is important. And I do always say to people, wherever you go, always make sure you carry your business cards, because you never know who you're going to bump into and you never know who's going to ask for your card. And I always say this, when you have a card, always write a little note. So like, even if, like, I've actually networked in the back of a queue in the bank, I've networked in the gas station, you know, getting petrol. So, you know, and I've bumped into people there and I've started talking to them. So if you've met somebody somewhere specific or you've been to a networking event, write a little note. And it might be that they turn around and say, oh, I'm off to Hong Kong next week on holiday, but give me a call the week after next. On the business card, say, off to Hong Kong, ring back week after next. So that when you go back to your desk, you can pop it in the diary. And I also make a note saying that they've been to Hong Kong. So when you phone them, you then say to them, oh, hi, it's Tracy here. Did you ever, you know, we met at XYZ. Did you have a nice time in Hong Kong? So that you can start the conversation. They then think that you've remembered, which it's not being crafty, but it's just showing that you care because you've taken the time to write down, you know, that's taken you extra time to write down on the card and in your diary that they've been to Hong Kong. But it makes you show them that you're interested in them. And it starts the conversation with something else rather than just going straight in. Because the other thing that I do, if I got a business meeting, I never, ever talk business first. Mm-hmm. Now, some people may talk business first and that's fine. But the way that I do it is I like to build the rapport first and I will generally chit chat because I love talking, as you can probably gather. But I will love to talk to someone about non-business stuff first, mm-hmm. because that's when you start. And then you can potentially find a common ground with each of you. You know, you might say something like, oh, I've just been down the beach this weekend, or I've just been out on my bike riding. And they might say, oh, I do bike riding as well. Well, or you know, or he might say, yeah, I was at the beach yesterday. You've got something in common. When you've got the common ground, mm-hmm. that is when the business relationship solidifies. It brings you both together quicker because you found that common ground straight away. And there is always a common ground in each and every one of you who you speak to, by the way. But sometimes it takes longer to find that common ground. Sometimes it can be instant within a few minutes. Sometimes it could be half an hour. It might take a couple of hours. But there will always be a common ground. And when you find that common ground, that is when the magic starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I absolutely love it. It is so fantastic advice. So how people can connect with you? Because I know you have so many places where people can connect with you, but what is the easiest way how they can chat with you, get something of your brilliance?
Well, I'm obviously on LinkedIn, Facebook. You know, I know that the brand Introbiz is on Twitter, but you can reach me on info@introbiz.co.uk. Introbiz is I-N-T-R-O-B-I-Z. Mm-hmm. And you can reach out to me there, or I'm on LinkedIn as Tracy Smolinski. Please feel free to reach out. I'm always available to speak to people, not necessarily straight away, of course, but because I've always got appointments and things, but I will always give people my time and my attention, and I will always follow up with you. So whoever reaches out, I will certainly follow up, not a problem at all.
And I just want to add that Tracy has phenomenal community, which is Introbiz, and you really need to discover more about it because there are plenty of opportunities and Tracy can introduce you to amazing people. So you please check out the link, which I will give in the description. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Oh, no problem. It's been an absolute pleasure, Eve. Thank you so much. I love spending time with you. It's been wonderful. Thank you.